Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union. Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan.
Well, welcome back to Union Redskin football. It is halftime, and Union trails by a score of 20-14, but had a nice, real good rally at the end of the first half. And our guest today at halftime is Emily Barkley, who has been athletic director, the head athletic director at Union. How many years now?
I'm starting my eighth year.
Your eighth year. And now you majored in all of this at TU. You planned to go into athletic administration. You were even part of TU's athletic administration as a student and a graduate. Did you think Union was in your future? Was that your dream, or did this just happen good for you?
I've always said it's been my dream job, and I just happened to land into it when Coach Blankenship was here as the athletic director and head football coach, and he hired me on fresh out of grad school. I was a graduate assistant at the University of Tulsa, so I stayed close to home, and I stayed involved both at Union and at the University of Tulsa in their athletic department, and just kind of fell in at the right place at the right time.
Now, not everybody knows this, but you excelled in a couple of sports in high school. I'm thinking right, it was soccer and basketball.
Yes.
Who was your soccer coach back then?
Bob Buck was my soccer coach my senior year, and Ione Allison, my freshman through junior year.
I remember her.
Then Edie Allen was my basketball coach all through high school.
All the way through, that's right. So you came after Cheryl Walker.
Yes.
Now, right. Did I see that Cheryl passed away recently?
I'm not sure.
I believe I saw that in the paper. She was one of my favorite coaches, but she went on to coach. She was coaching boys basketball at Putnam City at one point with A.D. Birchie, but she was a good one. We've had a lot of good coaches come and go. I've been around here a while watching it. Now, let's talk football just for a minute. When we went to the zero-week concept so that we can play the out-of-state games, I don't think anybody would change that. But that means that you have one less week to scrimmage. So our week is the Gridiron Classic. Well, unfortunately, because of weather, we only got a, those are half games, and we didn't even get a half of a half game in before the Lightning came. And so tonight is like a real, really a second scrimmage. And I think you can kind of see a little bit that that's what we're dealing with. Just kind of working out some kinks and things that might have been worked out the last couple of weeks or last week and this week if they were scrimmages.
Absolutely. I think the guys are probably tired of beating up on each other, and you can tell once they get out and get to play against another opponent. And we got a little shortchanged last week with the weather, having to call it a little early. So, you know, at the beginning of the game, we saw a few of those, and I think they're now settling into a rhythm, finding themselves a little bit and finding out who, you know, are going to make those plays.
Well, some exciting things are happening at Union regarding athletics. I want to start with a new coach. Most people may know that Brian Elliott, after very successful years as our women's soccer coach, decided to take retirement. He was able to, and we know he ran for the state legislature a couple of years ago or a year ago, and I kind of got the impression then that, because he wouldn't have been able to keep coaching and teaching then, and so he did that, but you promoted from within, and it looks like you had already developed the person to take that.
We did, and she's Jamie Rizel, spent a lot of time with Coach Elliott. He actually brought her on, had known her most of her life, but through the interviews and getting to hear from the community, and even when we sat down and talked to her, it just was a clear-cut choice that she'd be the best person to take over the program and grow the program, and I believe the kids are excited, the parents are excited, we're excited. It's always fun when you're able to promote from within and see what she's able to do this year with that team.
And if people haven't been out to see soccer at Union, we did a lot with the facility, with the ball, with the field, the pitch, and with all the other facilities, and that's all a complete deal now, right?
It is. We have a full game field that is turfed, so we don't have to run into the weather issues. They have really nice locker rooms, coach's office, the concession stand over there, and then there's a little smaller field that we can play some JV games that's also turfed, that's on campus on that same site. We play our games at the Union 8th grade center, so it's not on the high school campus, but they've been able to kind of create that own area and turn it into just the soccer complex out there.
And another thing, because I go out to the junior high practices and what have you, everybody's practicing on turf now.
They are. We do have three fields over there at the 8th grade center. We keep a grass field that our football team practices, and then they share that other what I would call a multi-purpose field. And then, of course, if needed, if there was ever a need for it, they could use that soccer field as well. So it's a great location if you're one of those sports that practices outside on those.
Now, the improvement at Union that everybody's curious about is that when this season ends, construction really begins at the renovation of the home side of the stadium and all the other things we're doing there. First, talk about the schedule. When do we expect to have unencumbered use of the stadium again as a finished product?
Our goal, the construction team, the district's goal would be that we open the 2021 season with everything completed as far as the new home side of the stadium. So the west side of the stadium, the home side, press box side, is going to come to the ground after this season ends. They did a lot of work this summer. If you were on campus, they were just re-lining all the utilities that run under the stadium to hopefully give us a couple months head start once that side.
And they got
stadium,
all that done before football started, yes. And school started. So it disrupted me a little bit getting around and others, but they were able to do that. And so now they're ready really to get rolling. I want to remind people they are listening to Union Football on 102.3 KRMG, and it is halftime, and Union does temporarily trail by a 20-14 score. And so we're talking to Emily Barkley, our athletic director. And Emily, what is the plan for next season in terms of home games, or is that all settled yet?
It will be an interesting year for sure. We'll only have one side of the stadium, which will be the visitor's side. The plan right now is to work our schedule, which we won't get that. The district schedule won't be done until, I believe, January, so we won't even know what it fully looks like. We'll have to play some of the bigger rivalry games, the Owosso's, the Jinx, Broken Arrow, at their sites. We're at a neutral site. It won't be a home game for us, and we'll try to schedule some of those teams that maybe don't draw as big of a crowd on the road with them and play those. Hopefully 3 to 4 games next year. We probably couldn't host more than that, but it's gonna look different. Obviously, we'll be in a construction zone. Everything's going to be a little different. We've got a plan, and we'll see how that works once we get that district schedule.
Well, I interviewed Dr. Wesley Jarman in a different format the other day, a media, social media thing, and he had been over to see the pictures and everything, and he was pretty overwhelmed. That was the superintendent that built the current stadium the way it was. He was just thrilled with what he saw and just kind of staying ahead. Now, we will have new turf at that point?
We will. We're going to hang on as long as we can with this while the construction's going on, and then have new turf at the new stadium.
And a new video board.
New video board, and, you know, I think the thing everybody's most excited about, if you've ever had to walk the stairs to get to the press box, is obviously a new press box with an elevator.
You know there's not anybody happier about that than me, and I can tell you on behalf of our one-time play-by-play announcer, John Brooks, having facilities, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
And running water in the press box is also going to be a nice thing. Now, all that is on a multi-year bond issue. There are some other sports things that were passed on that. Kind of remind people what those were, or kind of highlight it.
Yeah, we're going to backfill some of the high school space to create a volleyball home for a practice facility that they haven't been able to have, with locker rooms and coaches' offices. We're also going to do some upgrades to the baseball softball complex. Our plan is to have some sort of golf facility put in. Obviously, that's very difficult to do if you don't have a lot of space, but some type of indoor facility for them to have a home as well. As well as every year, the money that we get helps for uniforms and equipment and, you know, minor renovations that we have to do. So that really helps us with
that. And it sounds like this was like a sports bond issue, but it really wasn't. There's a whole lot of awesome things in it, but we went with a five-year bond issue as opposed to a one to be able to plan and get things going better, is my understanding from the superintendent, and I think that's going to work. What do you think, what is the time frame on the stuff that'll be done at the baseball field?
We don't have that quite set yet. It's a lot of it has to do with what comes in terms of how much everything costs and the timing of everything. So the original plan was in year five of that. I think that there's the opportunity to relook at those every year, depending on what it is, and just see what fits with the amount of money that we have at that time, which one might come a little bit earlier than they had hoped to.
Now, I'm going to just ask this because I just heard about it, and I understand we had a number of young ladies sign up for wrestling this year, and there is girls wrestling. I mean, it's all part of one big program, but you have girl wrestlers everywhere now. How are we accommodating that?
Yes, we've always had the ability for a girl to wrestle as a part of our wrestling program. However, the OSSA is going to have an exhibition, some exhibition matches this year, instead of a girl who wants to be a part of wrestling having to wrestle against a male. They will have divisions where the girl, a female, can wrestle against a female. And so I believe that the OSSA will turn it into a one of their sanctioned sports, as girls wrestling and boys wrestling after this year's exhibition. So the way we've planned for it, we've hired a coach for our that's going to help us with that, Alicia Beisel. Actually, she's been married since then, and I'm not quite certain her
married name. Well, the Beisel name is well known in athletics.
Absolutely.
Where is she from?
She's from Oklahoma, and are from Tulsa Union, and her brother was a wrestler, and she was a wrestling manager, and she's around the program. So she's going to work under the direction of Danny Jefferson this year. We originally had about 38 girls interested in the program before we even mentioned that we would have that. They just signed up for wrestling with the understanding that they thought it was going to be just the traditional way that it has been, which is boys wrestling. So we've kind of had to modify that. We're ordering uniforms for them and some mats, and created a space for them, and we're going to actually run separate practices with them now. I'm not sure who we're going to compete against, because we're not at that level where everybody has it, but I know Broken Arrows invested a lot in their program, so we may have a lot of duels with them coming up in girls wrestling.
Well, and there's possibility, even though you might have to travel a little farther, that there would be tournaments that accommodate girls wrestling that you could go go to, and maybe not as many home duels until...
Until
there's more opponents for a home duel, that would make sense.
Sure.
But, well, I'm glad the OSSA looks like they're going to move that direction, because I'm much more comfortable with it being not co-ed wrestling.
Sure.
And I know some of the boys that have gone ahead and wrestled girls, but it didn't feel right about it. And I know girls that had to wrestle boys that didn't feel right about it. So that's my own opinion, but I'm glad that we are accommodating that. And by the way, you may have mentioned this, but there is wrestling, some wrestling things involved in the new bond issue. Is that right?
It is in the actually in the press box. That structure on the first floor, there's going to be a brand new weight room underneath there, as well as a 5-mat wrestling room, coaches' offices. So it's going to be incorporated into the new structure and should be ready to go by 2021 as well.
Well, that sounds great for them. Any other new sports on the horizon? I have people ask me, are we ever going to have school lacrosse, rugby, and all that? And I said, we're kind of have as much as we can probably handle right now. I talked to David Jackson from the OSSAA. He said they're not looking at adding a new sport at this time for basically those reasons. But do you see a day when some of this stuff might develop?
I absolutely think that lacrosse, rugby, hockey, even somebody reached out to me the other day about archery as becoming part of the school day in a physical education class. I believe all those are very, very fast-growing sports. Right now, they're on the club level, so they're still able to utilize some of our facilities around maybe the schedules. I think that's where you get into a lot of the problem is field availability and so forth. But we will usually fall in line with the OSSAA, and so if it's something that they start entertaining as a sanctioned sport, that's when we would look to to add that on as well.
Is there anything else about Union Sports you'd like to brag about a little bit tonight?
Well, we do have, I know all of our spirit programs work hard over the summer, and our cheer squad always starts off right out of the bat. We'll be hosting regionals at the UMAC on September 20th, which is a Saturday. And then the following week, they will have their state competition at ORU this year. So that's good. But it's always hard. They have to start school. We have our some of our biggest games of the season here for football at the beginning of the year, and then they have to prepare for their state competition all right off the bat. So I know they've been working hard on that.
Well, and we do have great cheer squads, high steppers, all of that. They're all tremendous. And now I want to talk a little bit about how you manage things, because I call you and your husband, Justin, Oklahoma's sports power couple, but I've known you since junior high school. I've known Justin since elementary school because of my friendship with his mom and dad. He is the head basketball coach at Rogers State University. You are the athletic director at Union. You both have lots of obligations. How do you work getting to spend any time together?
We do have a lot of obligations. Lucky for both of us that our families are highly invested in what we do and are able to help us out a lot with our daughter, our three-year-old Sutton. Being married to a coach, I think, makes me a better administrator, and I would hope him being married to an administrator makes him a better coach in our jobs, just because we're more understanding maybe of what the other side is going through. We spend a lot of our times at athletic events together, but that's what we enjoy doing the most. In fact, we're going to go down and see Justin's former boss, Ren Baker, is the athletic director at North Texas. So on our first Saturday off, we're going to go down and watch a football game together. So we're looking forward to it.
And then you have a beautiful little, is she three now?
She's three.
Three-year-old Sutton. Not named after Eddie Sutton by any chance, right?
Just a strong basketball
game. Yeah. But I noticed that she attends a lot of basketball games.
She does. She does. She has been probably over 150 in her first 2 years, and looking forward to this year's. She got to meet what she calls her boys. She got to meet most of them last night at a event that we had in Claremore for Rogers State Athletics. So she's getting ready and geared up for the season, and they're actually in the press box down below us enjoying this game.
Well, let me close with this, and that is that you have an annual deal that you all do now with kind of a leadership forum for all the athletes. I understand my good friend J.J. Jadimski spoke to him, who
yes.
kicked the field goal that started the big winning streak against Broken Arrow and then moved to Broken Arrow.
Yes.
But tell about that, how it developed, and what you try to accomplish with that.
We have an athletic leadership council that is in its fifth year. We have 28 student athletes representing 16 sports, and we meet once a month, and we try to get their input about what they want to see, you know, from an athletic department standpoint, and we try to get to know them a little bit better. And our main goal is to try to develop leaders, whether they're the captain of their team or somebody who's always in the background wanting to be a better leader. Our goal is to make each one of them feel a little more confident in those abilities. But we were so excited to have J.J., a former Redskin, come back, and he did a great job and kept high energy all day long with all of our
seniors.
Yeah,
he is high energy, and they were raving about it. You ought to hear this guy. You need to meet this guy. And I said, well, I've known him a little while. But anyway, hey, you're doing a great job as usual, and keep it up. We'll talk to you again before the season's over. You are listening to Union Redskin football on KRMG. It is 14-20. Union's on the short side of that, but getting ready to move on, and we'll send it back.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
Hey, T-Town, you want some good news? I got it right now coming into the weekend. At Jim Norton Toyota is an incredible time to buy a new vehicle. Because this Labor Day weekend, we're literally offering up every single incentive we have on over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. The only bad news I can think of is you only have until Labor Day Monday night. So get out here today, Friday. Take advantage of this incredible savings opportunity. We're in the final days of Toyota's national clearance event. And this Labor Day weekend is your last chance to get rock-bottom financing, huge rebates, and giant Jim Norton Toyota discounts on every new Toyota. Look, everybody knows Toyota's quality, reliability, and resale value is the best in the business. So come on out here today, Friday. Get in on this thing at Jim Norton Toyota. Also, we always stock an incredible selection of quality late model pre-owns that you can buy for a mere fraction of the new car price. So log on at JimNortonToyota.com. Then come on out here and see us today, Friday. It's through Labor Day Monday night. Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota.
You, my listeners, have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to say thank you. Visit MyPillow.com and take advantage of great discounts on all MyPillow products. Simply click on the radio listener specials and save up to 50% on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and much more. You can also call 800-994-4975 and receive the same savings. Act now and get the MyPillow body pillow, regularly $89.99. For an incredible $29.99 with promo code Dana. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials or call 800-994-4975 and save up to 50%, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Dana for these great listener specials. For the best night's sleep, call 800-994-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
Compare online, or even better, in person at Dunge's. Dunge's in Bartlesville is the only place where you can compare Ford versus Toyota or Toyota versus Lincoln. Dunge's family is celebrating 90 years of selling Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota all in one place. Dunge's model year-end clearance is on this month. Take 22% off remaining 2019 Ford F-150 XLTs plus amazing clearance prices on Toyota Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and Tacoma trucks. At Dunge's, you will get super aggressive trade-in offers along with the Dunge's Advantage warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile extended warranty at no additional cost. And it comes standard with every new Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. At Dunge's, we stack them side by side to make it easy to compare the look and feel of a Ford F-150 versus Toyota Tundra, or the Toyota Highlander versus the luxury of a Lincoln. Plus, Dunge's sweetens their car deals with $9.95 oil changes. Dunge's choice is the smart choice, and they're only minutes away from you in Bartlesville. Get more info at Dunge's.com.